Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out with our feelings, with our thoughts, with our words, and with our actions. So does our world. So does the world. It starts with each of us. We come together each day in meditation to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. And as we do, this is the energy we send out to the world. You are a divine instrument of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 184. Everything is possible when you allow yourself to say yes. Everything is possible when you allow yourself to say yes. This is such an affirming message and such a great reminder. You know, so often, if you're anything like me, you get these brilliant ideas that seem to come through you. You didn't spend all day thinking them up. They just float in and seemingly out. Those ideas are inspired thoughts. They're giving you a glimpse of what is, visually speaking, behind the veil. What is there waiting for you. But what do most of us do? We get busy with things we think we need to do, we should do, ought to do. We tell ourselves, that's a fantasy, that's make-believe, that could never happen. We go on to the next thing that's on our to-do list. We do not believe. We do not believe that it is possible. It seems so big, so out of reach, so like a TV movie. We do not believe it is meant for us, that we can, that we could possibly have that greatness, achieve that possibility. Be that glimpse of what we've seen or felt. We stop the flow. You see, it's already here for us, or we wouldn't be given that knowingness, that insight, that vision, those words. Your spirit is speaking to you all the time. All the time. The question really is, are we listening? Are we listening with a wide open heart, ready to say yes? You see, the word yes means expressing agreement. It means ready and eager. Yes, let's take it on. Yes, let's go for it. Yes, how wonderful. Yes, I can. Yes, I can believe. Yes, it is true. Yes, of course, it's what I've always wanted. And yet inside, in our mental mind, we put on the brakes. We think logically. We rationalize why it's too much, not possible, impossible. And what is possible? We're told everything is possible, meaning be able. It can exist. It can happen if it's meant for you. And the word able, at its original meaning, means to have. So when you are given this vision or hear these words, it means you are able to have. you have within you the power, the skill, the ability, the talent, whatever it is you need to bring this into your life, to create this reality now, to shift from where you are to where your soul knows you are meant to be, your greatest desire. This is possible. This is possible. Possible. This potential to exist. We think of potential oftentimes as someone's talent. They have this talent. It may be hidden. The word is latent. Not necessarily visible. But we say, you know, they work at it. They'll really perfect it. It'll bring it out. The hidden, from a spiritual perspective, is it's already there for you. And it takes your knowingness, your agreeing, expressing agreement with your soul to activate what's seemingly hidden behind the veil, so it becomes visible to you. It takes your chemical reaction inside, this energy that sends a whole different vibration out there when you say yes from your heart, 110%. You affirm, it is true, of course, I will, it is done. And that knowingness that it is done, it is meant for you, opens this door of possibility for you to attract it, whatever that means, the people, the resources, the knowingness, the next inspired thought on what to do, where to go. It all starts with you. I was speaking to a client yesterday, and I happened to ask her if she watched the Academy Awards. She said no. Seems like every time there's something of a film nature, something big going on nationally or locally, she doesn't seem to tune in. And she claims she is a videographer and does want to make a documentary film. So I continue to tell her about the shorts that win awards. And she started to tell me how, you know, she's got this going on and that going on and so much responsibility and kids she's concerned about getting into college and staying in college, making enough money, having enough money. And then I reminded her what so many of us forget. These people making these so-called famous movies aren't making them because they had a lot of money. In fact, most of them, all they had was inspired thought. They started with the inspired thought and the conviction inside. Yes, yes, this is really powerful. Yes, I really want to do this. Yes, I know it's meant to be. It is that knowingness, that potential within them, that ability to know it is done, to believe in it. This is the allowing that is necessary. It's not having the money to do anything that brings it about. It's the allowing yourself to believe, to permit, to accept, to let it happen, that brings forth the seeming chemical reaction from the inside out that attracts everything you need. And so when I shared that with her and brought her a simple yet so necessary concept, something she is struggling with in her own life, in her own family, as a potential focus for a documentary. She lit up. I heard it. It rose up through all the have-to-do things on her list. And then she sent me an email that confirmed she was going to take the action, the next step, have the conversation with her family members to see if they would participate. And she started to get excited. That's that allowingness. And you know, each of us needs different amounts of support as we start to really believe in the possible. I am able. Sometimes it's just that one thing that gets people's engines going and that's it. Other times it takes a loving community reminding you and playing with you and holding the vision with you to make that possible. And that's truly probably one of my greatest loves and what I get to do all the time as a coach and muse for people. It's so easy for us to get caught up in reality, to be, in a sense, dragged down and overwhelmed with the have-to-dos versus the knowingness of what we are able and meant to receive and happen. To remember the power we have simply when we allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to accept, say yes to that inspired thought, image, vision, word, soul speaking to you, whatever that is. It's always about moving from this place to another place. That's what allowing is. Moving from this place to another place. Allowing yourself to move from where you are to the next better, higher place. We are here as spirit beings in this human experience. We are here to grow and evolve and master divine love. That cannot happen if you insist on a status quo. That cannot happen if you insist on holding on, keeping it the way it is, keeping the lid on things, so to speak. It cannot happen if you deny the pain and hurt and guilt that you're in or have been and still have remnants of inside. Sometimes this moving from where you are to the next place isn't about a physical change at all. It's not about transforming one's career necessarily, or one's relationship with someone else, or going for some prize. It's about transforming inside, changing where you are right now, releasing the stuff that holds you back or keeps you stuck in this constant, although seemingly ever-changing, drama from one upset to another. To raise you up from the inside out to the life you really dream of and yet inside feel bound and believe it's only for others. Too much time has gone by. Perhaps you feel you've made too many wrong choices or there's not enough time. I share with you transformation happens in an instant. It simply takes an instant. And that's why we come to do meditation together. For you to have the power and presence of the energy of this community with you, allowing you to say yes, affirming with you, as we affirm with each of us, yes, you can. Yes, it is possible. Yes, it is done. When you allow yourself to believe, to accept, yes, I can, I am, it is done. Transformation happens. You hold the key to everything, regardless of where you are right now, regardless where you've been. You hold the key right now for what is possible right now. You're allowing the future to materialize by what you believe right now. I know you're here because you do believe in a greater today and tomorrow. A day, a life filled with authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. It starts with you allowing yourself, granting yourself permission to affirm with your inspired soul self, your heart self, your intuition, your God self. Yes, I am possible. Yes, it is possible. And feeling that with every cell and atom of your being. That is the chemical transformation inside of you. The energy that fills you, feeds you, and moves you from here to there. The energy that attracts to you every right thing. It starts with you. Right now, opening yourself up to believe in what seems hidden. You hold the key to open the door, open the blinds, to raise the veil. You hold the key right now. I invite you to join me in meditation. So we may affirm, yes, I am possible, together. I invite you to breathe long, deep, slow breaths into your heart center now. Gentle, gentle breaths. Visualizing inside your heart your beautiful, beautiful heart as you breathe in. With every breath, seeing and feeling and sensing it growing larger, stronger, brighter. Breathing in golden white light. one with the rhythm of your heart, the rhythm of the waves of the universe. Slowing it down. Allowing yourself to come inside. Letting go just for a while. All external things. People, seeming obligations. Simply be one with your heart. Notice the color your heart is transmitting to you right now. Feeling this energy pulsating, radiating through your being now. See this light there at the center of your being. Allowing yourself to float like a feather coming down through the upper atmosphere, down ever so gently, swaying back and forth. As you rest at the core of your being, feeling the peace, this peace of divine love. Simply relax into this space, into this place, be one with your divine heart. Be one with divine love. Allow yourself to open up from the inside out to the peace that is here for you now. Open up to the truth of your being. Yes, I am possible. Yes, I deserve it. Yes. I am worthy. Yes, I am attractive. Yes, I am filled with inspired thoughts. Yes, I am lovable. Yes, I am loving. Yes, I do love. Yes, I can. Yes, there is more than enough time. Yes, I believe. Yes, it is. Yes, there is a way. Yes, it's all happening for me now. Yes, the right resources are here. Yes, I do want this. Yes, it is true. Yes, I will it to be. Yes, miracles happen. Yes, I am a child of God. Yes, 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 I am able. I have the power. I have the ability. Yes, it can happen. Yes, it will happen. Yes, I am peace. Yes, I am harmony. Yes, I am prosperous. Feel yes, dear one. Feel yes rising in your heart. Feel the power and presence of yes within every cell and atom of your being. This power is of a higher energy than many of the things you've held on to. Allow the power of yes to simply melt all those other restrictions, the doubt, the guilt, the second guessing, the misgivings, the resistance. Simply allow yes to move them out. Dissolve them back to the nothingness from where they came, from where they came. So you resonate with yes. I am possible. Yes. I am possible. Yes. I am possible. Rest here in this energy, in this truth of your soul. Yes, I am possible, and therefore everything is possible. Feel the lightness within. Feel the peace and the excitement of this knowingness now. Come back often to remember this truth and release anything you inadvertently pick up from the outer world that distracts you from this truth. I am possible. everything is possible. Yes, it is true. Yes, it is done. Now, dear one, it is time to come back and live your everyday life from this place inside of you. So we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, just as we began, knowing this peace you feel inside is still with you. This loving heart is who you are. As we gently breathe, becoming conscious, aware of the outer world again, breathing into our head, breathing into our heart, squeezing ever so gently our hands and fingers, our feet and toes, awakening your body temple. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla, invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Allow yourself to say yes and be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, and balance, and unity. Listen to your heart, believe in the possible. Yes, it is done. I am grateful. Om, om, om.
Yes, you are possible. God bless. Namaste.